This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
The state of Tennessee is about to get a bit greener. Quite a bit greener, actually. Chris Clark, president of SCNA Natural Resource Consulting in Nashville, Tennessee, has donated 100,000 trees to the people of Tennessee.
I'm celebrating 35 years in working with trees this year. Trees have provided for me and my family and several families throughout the years. For 35 years, that's all I've known, is known how to work around trees, count trees, move trees, transplant trees, conserve trees, preserve trees, you name it, we've done it. And 6 years ago this spring, my dad passed away. It's taken me 6 years to find a way to say something out loud. And so this came to my mind to honor that and for me to move on and to teach my daughter the things that were taught to me. The number is arbitrary. I just wanted to go big. The 100,000 itself, I couldn't do 5,000, 10,000. It wouldn't have garnered the attention deserved for my father's legacy.
Chris's dad, Steve Clark, founded the firm SCNA in 1974. The company has been unwavering in their commitment to sustainable development for 35 years.
I have a multidisciplinary consulting firm. I look at sites, projects outside, and take them apart and look at it from a natural resource standpoint. My background's in urban forestry. It's what our firm was built on, and we've just taken those concepts over the years, starting with the tree and realizing that a true forest is more than the tree itself. You got to look at the things that function around it and the relationships with the other plants and the soil and the water and the habitat and how all that works together. So we knew how to work around trees, but there really wasn't a market for urban forestry. They thought we were crazy. Now it's a very common term, but 30 years ago, we were knocking on doors trying to save trees. So then we figured out, well, if we got engineers on board on our staff, if we got landscape architectures, planning, and everything, then we could go to these other developers and sort of thing where they say, well, you can't do that. And we had it on staff to be able to say, yes, we can. Here's how we do it. And we just started building on that and taking that momentum. We do our very best to look at the site and when we're done, to leave it better than we found it. That's just been a philosophy of our firm since the inception. Practicing stewardship is what our firm does.
100,000 trees is almost mind-boggling. Imagine 100,000 trees gathered up and waiting to be distributed across the state of Tennessee. To make sure this generous gift makes it across the entire state, Chris Clark has solicited the help of local governments.
What I've done is I've allotted 600 to 1,000 trees for every county in Tennessee. And they've all been alerted. They all know they're coming. And some took the 600, some took 1,000, some took more. To get the trees into the hands of the people, they need to contact their county mayor or their county executive because that's where the trees are right now. I figured that was the easiest way to affect and get it into people's hands instead of just trying to prescribe a program of this enormity, as you said, because the logistics haven't been easy. Figuring it out hasn't been easy. Contacting the counties hadn't been easy. But at the end of the day, I'm now out of trees. So that's I've reached the goal.
For Chris, the trees are just a part of this. It is the people and the projects they will use the trees for that truly make a difference in communities all across the state.
It's something that needs to be told because Tennesseans are stepping up and saying, yes, well, I'll do this. I'll donate my time. I'll help with this. Hey, I got this project. I have a dump that needs blocking in the middle of the city. You know, I got a Boy Scout troop that needs this. All those things are coming to play above and beyond what I've given. So I think that the Tennesseans are saying that they're ready to step up for these sorts of things, and it just takes action from somebody, and the tree's really just a symbol to me. It just represents so many different things. It can be whatever it wants to be. It can be that you want to do your neighborhood better, you want a better community to live in, or you want to teach your child something about it, or you want to teach the benefits of it. All those things are coming into play here, and it's pretty exciting.
All of the trees are bare-rooted whips, 24 to 48 inches tall, specifically selected to thrive in Tennessee. Arbor Day in Tennessee is the last Friday in March, so you still have time to plan and plant a tree.
We have 8 species. We have sawtooth oak, chinquapin oak, swamp white oaks, bald cypress, tulip poplar, the state tree, shortleaf pine. I selected them for this region. I got them sourced from the state nursery that the state runs. I looked at trees that were native to this region that would grow in this zone all across our hardiness zone and made sure they were grown here, selected from here, picked here, and all of that so that we'd have better success going across the whole state. So all of these trees are definitely in this hardiness zone and considered native as well.
No matter how you look at this, it is big. 100,000 trees donated to the people of the state of Tennessee is an ambitious project.
So many people want to know why I'm doing this, and there's so many layers, and I've hit on a bunch. It's for the Boy Scouts. It's for you. It's for Gene Hyde. It's for David Crockett here that's been screaming about this forever, and it's for my family, but it comes down to, I don't ever remember a time in my life that my dad wouldn't ask me, do you know why I do what I do? And of course I did, but I would always reply, why? Why, Dad? Tell me why. He'd say, I do it for you, and I do it for your children and your children's children. And now that my daughter's here, I understand the future. I understand seeing past ourselves. And I think that this program is giving people a few minutes of that to be able to look further than their little world and think about something bigger than themselves and their neighbors and their community and stepping out into their state. I really want to put that out there and hope that I inspire some people with that. Just 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You know, I haven't asked for any money for this. I'm funding it all myself, all my time, my firm, and everything. All I want is your bodies. I just want your spirit. I want your stories. I want you to go out and create 100,000 stories. That's really the crux of it right there.
You can find more information about 100,000 Trees on the web at www.freetreestn.com. You'll also find a link there to tell your story of what your tree means for you and your community. You will find more information in our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.